Hey, what's up? This is Steve.
What's up? It's Andy.
And you're listening to ZCast Live, Saturday, January, was it the 10th? That's right, January 10th, 2015. It's the third episode. We'd just like to take a moment to say thank you to the 48 people that downloaded our podcast from iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
They are free.
Yep.
I think we're going to do one through what? 15 free?
That'd be pretty cool, yeah. You know, that's a good amount.
Give 1 through 15 free. Give them an opportunity to listen to us. Get hungry for more.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll probably charge like 99 cents, you know, for the download. And
I wouldn't pay 99 cents to hear my girly ass voice, though.
You wouldn't pay. I wouldn't pay for my own to hear my own voice either, but people will, you know. If the topic's good and they like what they hear...
That's true.
You know, we got 15 episodes to prove to these listeners that, yeah, we may be small, we may be local, but we're moving up, and you got to start somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what.
It's good to know that there's people out there that share the same interests as us. You know, obviously zombies are a pretty big deal, you know.
They are.
Started out, you know, small, and then ended up big. You know, started with an idea from George, and now it's evolved into TV shows, you know, video games, everything.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know what, this episode, I think we're going to flip it up a little bit. I'm going to give the listeners something a little different. We're going to talk about what to do, you know, where to go, possibly, you know, what weapons you choose, if a zombie apocalypse ever broke out in real life. Now, keep in mind that what we tell you is merely my opinion. And
my opinion, yeah.
And Andy's opinion.
A lot of people fear a zombie apocalypse. Obviously, it happened with the bad salts instead. But you know what? That's just fake. To me, that's fake. Zombies are dead, and they reform as humans. These people did drugs. They were still human. They still were alive. They didn't die. And, you know, I don't know who thought that zombies were going to take over the world because another guy ate another guy. It was sad to see that happen, but definitely was not the act of zombies.
He must have been real hungry.
Yeah, perhaps, yeah.
Who takes a bite out of, like, another human? Who's like, I'm just going to fucking bite you and, like, eat a chunk of your meat? Oh, God, it's...
I definitely don't want to do a drug that makes me feel that way.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's... Gross. That's
crazy.
Very gross.
Well, you know my opinion on the zombies. I mean, I think it can happen, but I think it is more of like a drug, like a parasite that, you know, fucks your brain up really bad and kills half your brain and leaves the body intact, but you start getting skinny and looking like shit because you don't really eat any nutrients, and all you crave is, you know, you don't even know what you crave because you just have that, I want to eat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to eat something.
It's a carnal instinct.
Yeah, exactly. Excuse me. So, these are just going to be our opinions, so don't, if there was ever really apocalypse, don't, like, say, well, we're going to follow what Steve and Andy did.
Definitely not.
And see if it works, you know, because we don't know if 100% of it works, but these are the procedures and precautions that we're going to take if this ever happened. Now, mine are going to be different than Andy's, but that's how it goes. So, we'll start off with possibilities of what can start it. What do you think?
Well, I've seen a couple movies based on chemical spills or, you know, chemical reactions. I think that it could happen that way.
Right.
I believe it happened that way in, was it Return of the Living Dead? It might have been a chemical spill. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I think that, you know, the idea that a big major corporation experiments with chemicals and all of a sudden they, you know, come up with something so bad that they end up trying to throw it away as if it never existed, but really it still exists.
Right.
And it ends up somewhere that it shouldn't be. And then it spreads upon the world, you know?
So that's your, like, how it starts? How you
possibly.
Think?
I have a lot of ideas towards it. Like, I think that it could, you know, make people into what these people were doing with the bath salts could make them hallucinate, turn into zombies, eventually die from the drug, and the drug keeps them alive. So whatever it is, right, you know, they'll still be reanimated.
Right. See, I'm thinking that my beginning to the apocalypse is thinking that you got some chemical or pharmaceutical engineer, you know, he thinks, hey, I'm going to try mixing these, you know, chemicals, mixing these things together, you know, these different formulas for different, you know, antiviruses and shit like that, you know, for the sick. And he's going to come up with something. It's not going to be so much of an antivirus, you know, yeah, it might kill AIDS, you know, or cure AIDS or cure Ebola, but the secondary outcome of it, you know, he didn't realize was it starts eating your muscle tissue, you start losing your train of thought, you know, you're just a walking corpse. Now, I'm not saying that you bite and want to chop on flesh, but I'm saying that you're walking around pretty much dead, decaying, you know, starting to deteriorate, and it is spread through saliva, touching, air, you know, stuff like that, so that's how people get it.
Yeah, like that's a basic disease.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like a basic disease. So that's how I think it could start. You know, it's a more feasible than a lot of the movies, you know, come out with, but, you know, like I said, I think World War Z was the closest to how an actual apocalypse would be, you know? But yeah, those are our, you know, starters for the apocalypse. Who in your family would you feel bad the worst if they turned into a zombie?
That's hard. That's very hard.
I know it's hard. But you gotta think about something. You really, if it did happen, you know what I mean? And you're faced with it. You can't be like, oh, I don't know, it's hard.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know, I'd be with more people in my family, so maybe more than one would turn into a zombie then.
Well, yeah.
I could feel the same way for my father as I do for my brothers, you know?
Right.
So I'd say it would all be mixed into one, my father and brothers, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know, if there were one person, I guess it would be my father. I have a huge relationship with my brothers and my father.
Right.
But obviously my father made me.
Right. So now, if you came down to the decision of that one was going to turn and one was you were going to save, who would you do? Or what would you do?
Oh, that's a hard question. I can't do it.
You can't do it? You can't answer it?
Can't answer it, no.
See, it is a hard question. I got three little ones and my fiance, so I'd have to, like, I'd probably save one of my kids. I'd have to. You know, because they're young, they haven't experienced life. Even though it's gonna be a shitty life. You know, it's zombie apocalypse life.
This is fiction, by the way. This is not real.
But yeah, you think about if it was real, though, the hard choices, yeah, you know what I mean, that choices everybody would have to make, yeah, with family,
a lot of emotions,
friends, it'd definitely be a very emotional
thing. A lot of people rip on the whole, you know, drama with the stuff going on with the zombie apocalypse in every movie. There is going to be some drama involved, of course. I mean, you are going to have some sort of feelings. You're still going to feel as if you're living the normal life.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, you don't lose all sense of morals and who you are as a person. I mean, you're still going to have a sense of, you know, like you said, emotion towards family.
Yeah, going insane.
Yeah,
basically.
Exactly. But I think once you lose it all is when you start going insane.
Exactly.
When you don't have anybody, friends, family, anybody to turn to, and there's not even other, you know, survivors that are, you know, around, you know, I think that's where you start actually losing it.
Well, we've seen it happen in movies, and one video game I'd like to reference, I know you haven't played it yet, so you might want to, because there is a spoiler alert, in The Last of Us, the video game, Joel and Ellie, they meet this guy and his brother, and what happens is his brother, spoiler alert, gets infected, and he has to shoot his brother.
Oh, shit.
And he's forced to shoot his brother, and he feels that quick emotion. It literally lasts seconds where he shoots his brother. He looks to Joel, and he says all this bullshit to him, and he's all out of anger, but it's within a couple seconds that the guy takes the gun upon himself.
Wow.
which is really messed up because he was given that couple of seconds to think the insanity that happened.
Right, right.
And that he had nothing left.
Right.
So there was nothing else to live for.
That's crazy. That's just crazy.
Absolutely fucked up, yeah. It's the greatest game I've ever played.
Now, if... Now, we're going to go to weapon of choice, all right? If you had to pick one weapon... Now, keep in mind, if it's a gun, you'll have some bullets to start off with, but you're going to run out, okay?
Yeah.
Now, when you run out, if you want to use it, you're going to have to scavenger for those type of bullets. So,
and
think about
that. That's where all movies come from, with the action, where they end up breaking into someone else's establishment, taking their weapons.
Right.
That person meets up with them. You know, maybe they team up, maybe they don't.
Right. So, pick and choose your weapon really carefully. I mean, personally, I would probably want to get... I'd have a gun. You know, obviously, I'd look for ammo, but I would have a backup. I would have some sort of sword of some sort. You know what I mean? Something that is made good quality that I know is going to fucking hack. Because you're not going to take off a head in one blow, dude.
That's true.
You know, you got so much muscle tissue. You got the bone, you know, for the spine. You know, I'm not saying it won't, but it's going to take a couple hacks to get the head off.
Right.
So I want something that's made, you know, the quality that it's made is fucking A1. I want it to be sharper than fuck, and I want to have two of them. So I can go with two swords, a knife, and a gun. And that's what I would bring. You know, it doesn't seem like a lot of stuff, or it seems like a lot of stuff, but it's really not. You put the gun in your holster in the pocket, the knife goes in your boot or in your pocket, and the two swords you carry on your back. You know, that's what I'd go into the apocalypse with. What about you?
I agree with you, actually, with the swords, the gun. I would add one more weapon, and that's a steel baseball bat, only because as a kid I was fucking retarded, so sometimes I would, you know, hit things, like poles and shit like that, not one dead, you know? Now, say if it were a human head or human bones, and you just, you know, go fucking crazy, you want that thing to die, you just keep on going, you know? You just keep hitting that motherfucker till he dies.
True.
And honestly, with a steel baseball bat, you can get a lot of uses.
Yeah, it is definitely multi-use.
Yeah. You can hit anything. You can take them down, you know, with one knee. Just fucking crack that shit.
Yeah.
And then you can...
You can use it as leverage.
Yep. I've seen a number of movies where they would hit him in the head, die instantly.
Yeah.
You know, baseball bat isn't that bad. Definitely not... Go with wood, because that's pretty much one or two uses, and it's done.
Yeah.
You know?
The only problem I see was, are you going to carry this bat? Or are you going to...
A lot of people have things on their backs, you know, so you can carry it on your back.
But you're going to have your swords on your back, though.
Yeah, maybe you can... I don't know.
You got to see, that's the one thing you got to think about, a lot of stuff. I mean, if you're going with one sword and the bat, then yeah. But I want two swords. You know what I mean? I'd rather wheel him, chop once, chop, boom. The other side, it's done.
That's my difference with you, is one sword, one bat. That's what I would do. Maybe chop them, bash them in the head, you know, shit like that.
Nice, nice. Food. What do you think you'd be, if you were pushed to eat, like, insects and stuff like they do on the Survivor TV shows and stuff, if you had to eat, you know, insects, fucking worms, you know, leaves, berries, you know, for months or weeks, months on end, would you be able to do it? I honestly don't think I can eat bugs. I really wouldn't.
I'd find a way to travel to maybe the NASA station and get the space food that they eat. You know,
but you got to remember, man, you're not the only survivor. There's thousands of people, so don't you think the people that are closer to the place there?
Maybe I could form a group. You never know. I mean, I am.
But by the time you got there, you don't think the rations would be all gone?
No, it could be all gone. You never know.
You're going to take that chance?
No, I mean, I'd eat an insect. I don't give a shit. Just not a cockroach.
You'd be living. I'd be dead.
I wouldn't eat an insect. I'm just kidding.
I couldn't.
I can't do that.
You know, I would be dead.
Maybe some leaves, but that ain't shit.
No, you know what, actually, I'd probably do? I'd die eventually because I wouldn't eat insects, but at the beginning, I'd probably just, like, ransack supermarkets that's closest to me. And, you know, you're going to have to fight people for food and shit.
You're going to have to. But it's like a Black Friday sale.
I'm telling you what, though, the one thing I would actually get before I got food is break into the pharmaceutical department. Because I'm going to tell you what, there's going to be no drugs around, and you're going to need antibiotics. against shit, you're gonna need fucking, you know, all first aid kit stuff.
Some Vicodin, I'm not sure why, you know, you can...
Right, yeah, you're gonna need pain relievers. I mean, you're gonna need a lot of shit. And nobody's gonna think of that, because they're gonna think of, I gotta eat, I gotta get food.
That's true.
So I'll hit the pharmacy first, then get food, because 3 months up the line, when shit's been gone for 2 months, you're gonna get people that will trade you good shit for what you got.
And a lot of people aren't going to think that way. They're not going to go to the pharmaceuticals. They're going to go to the food first.
Yeah.
What's going to happen is they're going to get sick, obviously, from
the whatever, air or
whatever. They're going to have to take some medicine. And
medicine that they don't have, that I have.
Medicine and your fucking ramen noodles.
And, you know, and I'm not going to be selling it for money, because money's going to be worth shit.
That's true.
I'm gonna you know, barter. It's going to go back to how it used to be in the day. You remember when people were, hey, I'll give you a cow, let me get 4 chickens. You know what I mean? It wasn't about, oh, this is $100. Oh, I don't have $100. No, everything was bartered. And I wish I was around the time of barter, but I think with apocalypse, it's going to bring you back to the time of barter. And having medicines and penicillins and pain relievers and first aid kits, dude, I'm going to get a lot of good shit. You know what I mean? I'm going to trade for fucking guns. I'm going to build up a fucking army. That's, you know, trading shit.
Can I join your army?
Yeah, sure. Why
That'd
not?
Be great.
Fuck it. But, see, I wouldn't want my group to be too big. Now, we're going to talk about group sizes. What do you think is a fair-sized group that you could still manage, and you don't have to worry about people, like, conspiring against you?
I'd go with about maybe 10 people.
10?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking 10.
Is this a number you can trust? And a lot of people, when they ask who your friends are, they can name up to 10 people. You can name a lot more people, you can name a lot less, but that's about average, you know, where you can name off, you know, off the brain, you could just name 10 people.
Right.
That you used to hang out with, or, you know, hang out with.
Yeah, I was going to say 10. I'd say 10 to 15.
Yeah, you definitely know, around that range.
You don't want to get too big, because once you start getting too big, then you get to the people that, oh, let's team up and, you know, start going against the group.
Yeah,
or let's split off.
If you end up building a community, there are those people that could go bad.
Right.
That were once good.
Keep it small. Keep them safe. Keep yourself safe.
That's true.
That's the way to go. So that's
grab
my recommendation.
Medicine.
From me. Because I'll have it all. Now, vehicles. Obviously, there's going to be cars all over. What's the first vehicle you'd grab? If you could find it.
A lot of people are good with tanks, you know, but it's very slow, and they are taking over, so, you know, a zombie can lift the hatch
right.
if they wanted to, you know, and if you are overrun by zombies, you can't do nothing, you're trapped in that tank. It's like the fucking movie Fury, except not with Nazis.
Right.
But, I don't know, I'd have to say it would have to be an import, because those are good on gas. Shit. I don't even know. Damn.
I'd probably steal a nice Hummer. Something four-wheel drive.
That's good, yeah, because they are fast and they are durable.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're going to have debris everywhere. So now a little import. Are you going to be able to get over debris? Probably not. You're going to get stuck.
Not. Yeah. But you can go good over the dirt.
Yeah.
You know, in a Hummer. That's good. Because obviously they're going to be on the roads. They're going to be on the dirt too, but they're going to smell those people on the roads, you know, because that's the most common place people are going to travel to, because they're not going to fucking think, like, oh, whoa, there's going to be a zombie on the side of the road. Yes, they fucking will.
Right? Oh, shit. But, yeah, that's the vehicle I'd pick. Now, I'm trying to think. Where would you post up? Where would you bring your survivors, your group, to try to, you know, I'm not saying stay forever, but at least so you have shelter and you have protection and everybody's together. Where would you post up at?
In a lot of movies, I happen to see tents posted.
Don't mind me, I'm just opening
like
my soda.
Like the, I guess, you know, one of those big white tents that you usually see that are their stronghold and stuff. They can withstand the wind, you know.
Like the party tents?
Yeah. Like what they usually have, like, I don't know. I've seen it in some movies where some people would be dragged into those places with the tents and the doctors there.
Yeah.
Something big enough, you know, that if you were to see the zombies coming, you would see them from a far distance because there's nothing restricting you from seeing them. You know, if you're looking out a window, that's okay. But if you're looking out a window, you can't see, like, behind you. If you turn around, you're in a house, you know.
Right, right.
A lot of people board up doors and end up in rooms, like in Night of the Living Dead, when they end up
You don't
want to
be locked into one locked area.
No, you do not. You are fucked. Because then when you jump out a window or something, you're risking yourself.
Exactly. You're going to be safe because you're in that room for a little bit. You know what I mean? It's not worth it.
2-3 minutes before.
Right. And then they get in there, and then you either have to get out the window that's one window or two windows, and most likely they're going to be covered with zombies.
Yep.
So you're going to be fucked. So you definitely want to pick a spot that you have multiple exits. Don't lock yourself into one fucking room. That's no-no.
Exactly.
No-no.
That's for people who want to get killed.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the suicidal ones.
It's like, I'm going to lock myself in this room. I'm going to be safe. And then you're locking yourself in the room. If there's nowhere to go and they get in, then you're fucked.
Yeah. And that's also for the people who just want other people to die. They'll shove them into that room. They'll be like, you go in there. You'll be fine. I'll be right back. And, you know, they don't show up.
I think I would look for like a small warehouse. You know,
warehouse is a good idea because you have a lot of stock.
Yeah, you can stock a lot of shit. You can build inside a warehouse. You know, and majority of warehouses have windows all the way around them, so you'd be able to see 360. If not, you know, you can have posts and stuff. But still, you got 10, 15 people in your group. You got 5 on a watch. That's pretty much all according sides. You know what I mean? And top. That's true. So you would see them coming and take care of them. Same with that, you can leave a few back and send a few out on runs, you know, to get supplies and whatnot. I think I'd post up in a small warehouse. Nothing too big, though. Once you start getting too big, then you run your clan really fucking thin.
Yeah.
Because you're spreading everybody out. It's too dangerous.
Just make sure it's not the men's warehouse. Because you know? Then you're going to wonder, what the fuck are all these tuxedos doing here?
Men's I should have gone. Yeah.
You are not.
We love the way you look.
I think that guy's a pimp in real life.
I don't know. No, you know who I think's pimp? Or pip. You know who I think's pip?
Who's pip?
Who's a pimp? Is that fucking. It's off topic, so we gotta get off and get on real quick. But
it's all good. Our ADD's kicking in.
I prefer Dos Equis. He's that dude's a fucking pimp.
How many times have I seen on Facebook a fucking meme of him? You know,
Dos Equis,
God. I see him on every post, and I'm like, what the fuck? Maybe I should just log off Facebook.
Now, for your ending, like, how would your apocalypse end? Would yours end, like, killing all the zombies? Would your end with, you know, having some of the zombies survive and some of the people survive? Would yours end in killing all the survivors?
Well, they're... In most zombie movies, there is no such thing as a happy ending. They don't kill off all the zombies. Because it's impossible, because obviously there are some under the ground. And you don't know what places used to be cemeteries, you know?
Yeah.
Like, from what I heard, the old neighborhood I lived in was a giant cemetery, which is very fucking creepy. But, you know, obviously zombies are dead, reanimating, so they're coming up off the ground, so there is no happy ending there. You can't kill off all the zombies.
Do you want me to tell you something really quick that... You're probably going to disturb you for the rest of your life, and you're probably not going to fall asleep. Just think about that you got dead bodies underneath your floor.
Exactly. It's fucking...
Fuck that, dude.
I think that's why I heard voices.
At your house.
I know. I think that's why I heard voices when... Well, this is my old house, but...
Oh.
I don't know if I heard shit, but I definitely was a disturbed little child.
I believe in ghosts, dude. I've seen spirits. I've heard them, too. I heard them, too. You know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Thinking about the apocalypse. I know it's never going to happen, but it's a good idea to think about. It's because Yeah, but a lot of people are thinking of the end of the world. Think about something.
Okay, see how we're thinking about a zombie apocalypse never being able to happen because it seems far-fetched? Don't you think the people back then were like, oh, put somebody on the moon? There's no way they could do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's true. And then end up finding a way. There's always a way for something.
There is.
If there's an idea, there's always something that comes along with the idea that has some truth to it. You know what I mean?
And we're not... There's a lot of shit going on in this world today. You know, a lot of violence, a lot of manslaughter, a lot of just killings around the world just for no apparent reason. Like, I'm watching on the news as someone who goes completely insane killing off some, like, a family, their own family.
Right.
And you just hear about these people and, like, the witnesses or the people who, not witnesses, but people who knew the person are like, oh, they were such great people.
Right, right.
And I can't believe they would do something like this. I think that, you know, some part of insanity is playing in with them. And
yeah.
It's not creating an apocalypse, but it could lead up to something, you know.
Yep, like Aerosmith said, there's something wrong with this world today. I don't know what it is. You know? It's crazy, though. So, when you think that something's impossible, you know, don't think it's impossible, because there's always that chance.
There's always a reason for something.
There's always that chance, you know. I'm sure, like I said, people back then were like, oh, they're never, what, put somebody on the moon? No, no. Have a car that flies? No, no. You know, they got all that shit now, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Technology and shit's come so far.
What the hell is a railroad?
No, the best part is when you ask some of these younger kids, be like, did you look in the phone book?
Right.
And they're like, a phone book?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, I just look it up on my phone. Everything's digital. Everything.
And did you see that thing about the Kanye West, Paul McCartney shit where, like, fans of Kanye were like, thank you for creating Paul McCartney, a person like Paul McCartney. He's so talented.
What the fuck? What, do you go back in time?
I don't know. That's some fucked up shit. That makes me want to go insane. Yeah, it makes me worry about our future.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
That might be an apocalypse, as younger kids thinking that Kanye created someone.
It's this fucking younger generation, man. It's crazy.
What the hell is going on? I thought Kanye had maybe like 5 or 6 fans.
Right.
Apparently he's got thousands.
Yeah, apparently.
That's really messed up.
You know what's crazy, though, too, is like if I go to the store, I'll go to the mall, you know, I'll walk past like the cell phone stores, and when cell phones first came out, mainly the parents, you know, of children got them. You know, mm-hmm. It was adults. Which I'm not saying, you know, younger generation should have cell phones. But when you walk past the cell phone store and you see, like, parents in there with their, like, 6-year-old, 7-year-old,
right,
buying them a cell phone, that's a little fucking ridiculous. Now, I got 3 kids. 5 total. You know, 2 live with my ex-wife. They're the oldest. My son's 15. My daughter's 10. They both have cell phones. And 10 years old, I don't know. I don't agree with that, but some of you may disagree. That's your opinion. I have mine. I think, you know, 12 is probably the good age to get them a cell phone.
That is, yeah, because they will build intelligence from there.
You know? Right, you know, I mean, I got a saying, unless you're chipping in for your bill, you ain't getting shit. You know what I mean? So if you're not old enough to work yet, part-time, or when you're not in school, that ain't my problem.
And they got 2-year-olds using cell phones, which is okay, you know, because if the kid is careful. Now, I was a destructive kid.
Yeah, but I'm not saying buy one for him, but if he plays your cell phone, you know, if your child plays your cell phone, plays games and shit, that's, we're not talking about that. We're talking about going to the cell phone store, buying your 6-year-old daughter a fucking Apple, you know, iPhone 6. You know, that's just, I mean, come on, an $800-$900 phone for a 6-year-old. Here you go, honey.
I know.
You know, it's this whole generation.
That's half a year's pay for me.
It's crazy, I'm telling you. Back in the day, we were thinking about going outside and playing, you know?
Yeah.
Coming in when the street light came on.
Right.
You know, if you go to your friend's house, call. Let them know who you are.
It was all about preventing the parents from coming outside and being like, come on in, you know?
Right.
I always felt embarrassed when they fucking did that. Because none of the other neighborhood kids had that happen. But, you know, I love my parents' strict standards because it made me who I am today.
Exactly. And my parents were strict, too. And you know what? I think a lot of these parents nowadays are too fucking lenient with their children. They let their children run the household, you know? And I don't want to get off on a tangent.
Basically, what we're trying to say is parents treating their kids, their like 4-year-old kids, like they're 28, are creating an apocalypse.
That's right. It all stems to the parents.
We gotta blame. We gotta blame the fucking parents. That's what we gotta do.
Yeah.
If we see zombies eating people, it's because their damn kid had an iPhone.
That's right. So when you see a younger kid with a phone, know that the apocalypse is coming.
That's true. Every time you see a little child. Little child walking on the sidewalk, you know, got his little iPhone 6 Plus. You know, just start to beat on that kid if you want.
No, don't
do that. Don't do that. We're just kidding.
Oh, shit. It's crazy.
Just kidding.
But, you know, those are just our opinions. And, you know, like I said at the beginning, you know, don't follow them.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be your own choice, your own opinion, you know. Do what you got to do to survive, I guess. Do what you
got to
do.
It's basically the end of the world, you know?
Yeah, it's every man for themselves.
Yeah, the world still exists, but it is the end.
You're going to get those handful of people that die within, like, the first day because they have no street skills, no basic knowledge. All
they're used to having money handed to them.
Exactly.
You know, so they don't...
You know what? I don't have any problems personally with people getting money handed to them, you know, from their family. That's their business. That's how they want to raise their family, okay? But I'm going to tell you right now. Those people, I know you're listening, you think you're going to survive, you're not. You know why? Because you don't have street knowledge and basic knowledge.
When you run out of money, that's when your knowledge goes out of the, you know, out of the
You start using it, yeah. You know, it's the people that have struggled will be the survivors. The people that struggle every day are going to be the survivors. You
because
know why?
We are surviving.
Because we're surviving and we find ways to survive.
Yeah.
The people that get shit handed to them, the people that, hey mom, can you wipe my ass for me? You know, those people will be gone. I'm going to tell you that right now. Those people will be gone because they cannot fend for themselves.
They'll be zombies.
And nobody's going to protect somebody like that. You know, so they'll be the first ones.
A lot of the times they're spoiled and, you know, they're greedy, so yeah, you're right. Nobody's going to want to team up with them because they're always thinking of themselves. They're selfish people. And there are people like that in this world, sadly. And
it's
just,
bad.
I don't want to be with a person like that, you know? I don't want to survive with a person like that that eventually runs out of dollar bills and is like, well, what do we do now?
Yeah, I can't buy my way out of the apocalypse.
Right.
You know? I can't, you know... Their mindset would be like, well, I'll hire somebody to protect me. First of all, I'm going to tell you what. That person ain't going to get hired to protect you because money ain't going to be worth shit.
That's true.
So they're not going to care if you offer them $1 million to protect you. What good is that $1 million going to buy? They ain't going to be able to buy shit because money ain't going to be worth shit.
That's true.
It's pointless.
There are a lot of rich people out there that are very, very helpful to other people. So when they see that people are in need, they'll help them out. And they also have maximum security in their places, you know. I mean, they're very rare to find, but when you do find them, you know, that's one of a kind because you'll be kept in a maximum security house, a very rich house.
Are you talking like a fucking purge house?
Yeah, but for people that are pricks, though.
You know, I didn't understand the movie. If that house was, like, unfucking break, you know, unbreakable to get in.
Yeah.
And they got in so fast.
I know.
It was, like, the build up to that part. And then it took him, like, 30 seconds to break in the house.
That's true.
You know, and we're talking reinforced steel windows, reinforced steel doors. And these motherfuckers were like, boop, in the house.
I like the fact, though, that the father would do anything to save his kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good...
Definitely.
Good message. Ethan Hawke is a good actor.
I love Ethan Hawke.
Yeah. Sinister 2 is coming out very soon. Have you seen Sinister 1?
Yeah, I've seen Sinister 1. I used to fucking follow
him.
It's
a movie.
When he was a kid.
Explorers.
Explorers, dude.
Was
that's my
shit
movie.
With that Tilt-A-Whirl shit?
Yeah.
That was the greatest, one of the greatest movies I've seen as a kid.
I agree with you, bro. That movie is definitely, I still watch it. I still go on Netflix and watch it once in a while.
Every time I go to a carnival or something, see a Tilt-A-Whirl, I can't help but think of that movie.
Explorers, man. That movie was awesome. The ingenuity that they put in.
Amazing.
The idea of it. Okay, this kid has a dream. Ethan Hawke has a dream. And I'm not going to say spoiler alert, because if you haven't seen this fucking movie, it was made in the 80s.
It's
so
an
you better
movie.
Have seen it. So
I recommend it.
Anyways, he dreams up some electronic circuitry in his dream and wakes up in the middle of the night and draws it. Well, his buddy, Oh, what the fuck is this buddy's name? Why am I having a brain fart?
It's been years since I've seen it.
I just watched it last week. Really? Yeah.
And I'm going to have to watch it today now.
Check the names on your phone, because yeah. I got to have his name. I have it on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think right now.
Once again, using the IMDb app.
That's right. IMDb for all your movie needs. What the hell is his name? I can't think of it for the life of me. It's some Wolfgang.
Is it?
Yes. I think it's Wolfgang. I'm pretty sure it's Wolfgang.
Yes. River Phoenix.
Yeah, Wolfgang. So anyways, he has his brilliant friend, Wolfgang, who plays the scientist's kid who invents shit, and they work on computers and shit like that. He actually designs the circuitry design that he did in his dream, and it ends up being some, like, orbital sphere, you know what I mean? That's, like, in just on a XYZ axis that you can program to go anywhere. And they end up building a, like, almost like a spaceship out of a tilt-a-whirl. And they program, they got the computer inside, and they program the software, I guess, to build the little orbital thing around the tilt-a-whirl. And what it does is anything that's in the middle is levitated, and the ball can pretty much be coordinated to go anywhere.
Launches then.
Yeah, so they build it, they do it, and I guess Alien Race was the one that sent him the dream, and they had him build that to come up to the ship, and it ended up being, it's a cool movie.
Those are some nice aliens.
Yeah, well, they were kids.
Yeah.
And then the big father at the end comes in, he's like, rum, rum,
rum, rum, rum, with the multiple eyes, I liked. Yeah. It was cool. Yeah.
He was playing the saxophone, remember?
Yeah.
It's a good movie. I remember when I was a kid and I first seen it, that fucking spider walking down the hall that scared the shit out of me. With the eye, mm-hmm. It comes out and it, like, you know, finds his girlfriend's picture.
Shit was huge.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was fucking huge to me. And that was the part that was scary the most, you know? But definitely been following Ethan Hawke. Ever since that movie, I was like, yo, I like this kid. He's a good actor, you know?
So basically, if you want to survive the zombie apocalypse, you're going to have to follow Ethan Hawke, you know. See where he is, you know. If he's got to be around there somewhere. Hopefully he's not dead, becoming a zombie already.
Do you ever think, though, that if a real zombie apocalypse ever did break out, that these movie stars that play in the zombie movies, they would be able to survive based on their knowledge that they were taught in, like, making the movie?
Yeah.
You ever think that?
Right. Seeing some, I don't know.
If that was the case, then, you know, my top picks would have to be the cast of The Walking Dead.
Right.
They're going on 5 seasons.
But what about Archie's wife?
Zombie ass kicking. Oh, my God.
If she were like, Zombie Day, hit parade.
She'd be like, those that walk the zombie way,
those were the day.
Oh, shit. I'm not talking from Archie Bunker, dude. I'm talking from zombie fucking
movies. Well, she would be a zombie, you know.
But she never made a zombie movie. I'm saying the cast and actors and actresses from zombie flicks. Do you think they would be able to survive a real zombie apocalypse based on the knowledge that they were taught for the movie while they made the movie? Yes or no?
Yeah. From one of my favorite movies, Zombieland, Woody Harrelson would survive.
You think so?
Because he was badass.
Yeah, he was.
But why the fuck, when you're in a carnival filled with, or whatever the hell that was, an amusement park filled with hundreds of thousands of zombies, you would lock yourself up in a little fucking house with guns, and obviously you're going to run out of ammo. He would have died in that scene. Never mind. I'm a fucking retarded person.
That was a bad idea. He wants a Twinkie. That's all he wants.
But it was scripted, so maybe he would find a way to be himself a natural born killer.
Yeah. You know who I think would make a good fucking, whatchamacallit,
A good zombie
actor. Dude, I'm having a fucking brain fart today. Yeah, a good zombie actor.
That's what Sacagawea does to you.
Sacagawea would survive a zombie apocalypse would have to be oh my God, this brain of mine is like terrible. I hate you, Sacagawea. I hate you.
It does have some good side effects, though.
I fucking hate you. Oh, it's Emma Stone.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was pretty badass in
Zombieland.
Yeah. And she survived with her street smarts of the little ring deal, remember? Making that money. She's like, we got 12 left.
Yeah. And she didn't trust anyone, you know.
Right.
She obviously trusted Jesse. She built a relationship with him a little bit.
You like Jesse Eisenberg? I got mixed messages about him. Some movies he's okay, and some movies he's just like,
Yeah. I think he's a good actor. He follows along the line of his, like, he's got dry humor.
You know, yeah.
Which is good.
What'd you think of 30 Minutes?
That I saw a long time ago, basically when it came out.
Yeah.
That wasn't a bad movie.
I think that was one of his funny movies.
Yeah.
You know,
Danny McBride, of course, made the movie hilarious. Yeah. Danny McBride and Nick Swardson, right?
Yep, Nick Swardson. Yep, they played the like the fucking villains.
Right.
Excuse me.
It was a good movie.
But, yeah, so, it's crazy.
Well, we talked along the lines of how many people to have, where to go, what to take, you know. I'm not sure.
I think our biggest, I'm going to finish it out with what we talked about, and my biggest recommendation out of all that shit would be hit the pharmacy before you hit food. It's going to pay off in the long run, and everybody's going to be coming to you wanting to trade you, you know, when they can't find shit that they need.
And when you're injured, there's something to take, you know?
Yep.
Make a big first aid kit, basically.
Yep. Because the food, yes, but there's always something you could find to eat.
Yeah.
It's going to be harder to find the drugs that you need, you know, for your health. And
for your health.
For your health. You reach down and pull them from your dingus.
Zombies, for your health.
I remember we used to watch this show. It was on, I don't know if it's still on or not. I think it was on Sci-Fi. And it was like a reality TV show about this family that was like zombie, made zombie films. You ever see it?
No.
And they had one episode where they were making a zombie movie and they needed a zombie penis to be ripped off and was thrown in the air. And the way they did it was funny. She like built one out of like foam latex and it was so like wobbly. And then they had this Asian guy, come out of the easy toilets.
Oh, really?
As a zombie, and the dude rips his dick off and throws it in the air. And then you see her boyfriend or something looking up in the air, and he's like, oh! And it's like flying slow motion over his head as it's like shaking and wobbling.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you. That's fucked up.
The ideas they come up with was obvious.
Yeah, but that wasn't the worst one. The worst one was from Z Nation. Z Nation had one. Where they were in a pharmaceutical, the one guy was trying to break into the pharmaceutical because he wanted the oxycodone. Mm-hmm. And they had cases and cases. Well, the same pharmaceutical plant that made that made some sort of like Viagra type pill. So they were canvassing the, scoping the joint out, and they had binoculars, and the one guy's like, oh my God, you need to look at this. And it was, I guess, because all the zombies had boners.
Oh, my God.
So, I think it was pretty funny. You know, you got zombies around a pharmaceutical plant that makes and distributes fucking, like, Viagra-type pills. And now these zombies broke in and ate them. And now they all have boners.
If you saw a zombie, zombies having sex, would you kill them off? Or would you wait for them to finish?
I'd be a dirty motherfucker. I'd probably watch them motherfuckers.
You watch them, right? Yeah. But then when they finish, what are you going to do? You
say, can I finish?
Can I finish?
I'd
if the Ross Perot is having sex with someone and he's like butt-humping the girl and he's like, can I finish? Are you going to kill me first or going to can't finish?
I'd most likely watch him, but then I'd kill him at the end. I'd be like, oh, you're climaxing now? Right. How about this?
Exactly.
You know?
It's like, that's what you get for not using protection.
That's right. You caught something. You caught some herpes.
Yeah.
You caught the clamp. The clam. The chlamydia.
Little zombie babies are performed.
Little fucking zombinitis you got around your penis. But yeah, I would be a dirty motherfucker and watch him. I would. Because I'm a pig. Like,
A lot of people are having sex during the apocalypse, too.
I probably have sex in apocalypse. Yeah. Fuck that, man.
Just because it's the end of the world. Yeah. Well, doesn't mean that you don't have a dick. I mean, obviously you're not going to have a sex life
because it's the end of the world.
Right?
Oh, that's it. I ain't got to get my nut off anymore. Fuck that.
Who's going to say that?
You know? You'd probably try... I'd be, like, searching for the hottest chick. You know?
Yeah, you wouldn't be more... You wouldn't be vulnerable to women. Like, me, I can't... I can get women, but I don't... I try, but I'm shy.
You're right, he's not a player like me.
I try to be, but... I mean, I talk here and there. But with the zombie apocalypse, you're going to be... You know, women, if they are fine.
You can probably get all the zombie pussy you want, bro.
Zombie pussy? I don't know about necrophilia.
Okay, listen. Now, what if it wasn't like the dead, but it was a zombified chick, but she was smoking hot with your boner?
If she was forming into a zombie,
yeah,
and she was half human, half zombie, still no fucking way.
No.
Just because my dick's going to become a zombie. I don't want it to become...
But what if she was hot, though? Like, really smoking hot.
There's going to be a smoking hot alive woman.
No.
A woman that's not infected.
But if they weren't interested in you, though, and the only chance you had was with a smoking hot half-breed.
Why would they not be interested in me when half the human race are fucking zombies?
That's not the question. The question was if it was a half, you know, human, half zombie, but she was smoking hot.
Would you fuck her? I would use, like...
It seems like I use 10 boxes of Trojans.
I put a garbage bag around my fucking dick. I'd be like,
put Ziploc bags over it.
I'd like tie it with rubber bands.
And rubber bands. Spray some lice all over the top.
I wouldn't even stick it in. I'd be like, what the fuck? I can't do it. I mean,
I'd do her. I'd do her without no protection.
Good luck with your zombie life after that.
Why would I have a zombie life?
Because you might be infected. You're through her...
Infected through what, though? But it's... no, it's
you're
not
sticking
happen.
It in, so obviously part of her body is a zombie.
Listen, Z-Nation, the main guy that was the zombie, but human, because he was immune to it, so he didn't change, but he was turning into a zombie, mm-hmm. You know, little by little... They found this place, and this chick, he fucked the chick in the tent, and the chick never turned.
If that's true.
So if there's a hot fucking zombie chick, we'll call her a hottie zombie. That's what we'll call her.
If an episode on Sci-Fi of a show called Z Nation is true evidence that you won't become a zombie after doing a chick, I don't know. Maybe then I would agree with you. Yeah, maybe.
Listen.
I'd be a little bit into the necrophilia stage.
It's not necrophilia.
I know, I'm just kidding. She's not dead. It's just hard to think, like, when you're doing the chick and she's deteriorating, and you're, like, pulling her hair, and her fucking hair comes off.
Oh, that's pretty fucking gross. That's pretty gross.
See, that,
you know,
that's what I'm saying. You might want to change your answer.
Now you're starting to make me second guess my answer.
I'm getting a little graphic, aren't I?
I'm thinking of Patient Zero now, of fucking... Cabin Fever.
I haven't seen
Zero.
It. I gotta see
Oh
it.
My god. You said having sex and ripping hair and hair comes out. It's even worse than that movie, dude. Like, worse.
Oh,
you gotta watch that movie. I actually watched it 3 times, and that's the one we talked about, I think, in the first episode. Has Sean Astin.
Oh, okay.
Plays, like, the captured guy who supposedly has the cure in his body. But it's really good. I like it better than all of them, personally. You know, I think they really did good on that one.
I like the first one.
The ending, you're going to be like, what?
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get it. I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's definitely a good movie.
I got a lot of shit to catch up on. I thought I was a movie buff all along.
Did you catch up on your Walking Dead?
Not yet.
Oh, my God. Did you watch a Star Wars fucking movie yet?
Not yet, no.
Oh, my God, guys. You're going to crawl through this fucking podcast and rip Andy's head off. He's never seen a Star Wars movie.
I still got it.
Not a one.
I will.
The new one looks hot. Do you see the new one coming out December next year? Oh, my. Or this year. I keep thinking next year because I keep thinking it's December, but it's January 2015. December 2015. Star Wars. There's the new one that's coming out. Oh, my God, dude. It looks fucking badass. I'm a Star Wars fucking lover, and I'm definitely going to watch it. I'm going to probably be one of the first people in fucking line buying, you know, getting tickets. Be like, I need to see it. I need my Star Wars fix. It's been years since they came out with a Star Wars movie. But, yeah, so We're gonna wrap her up.
Wrap it up.
we're gonna wrap it up like Andy wraps his dick up for the zombie hot chick before he has sex with her.
What? How would she moan though? Would she be like,
I don't fucking know. I'd probably ball gag her anyway. I don't want to hear her fucking ass.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but those are our point of views on the zombie apocalypse. And we're going to end this podcast, and we'd like to thank all our listeners for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much for hearing.
And try to get that word out there about Z-Cast, you know. Yeah, we do know we're small, but we're trying to get large, get big, you know. Maybe one day we could save you from a zombie apocalypse, because we could be broadcasting out of a warehouse somewhere, you know, or something. So don't ever forget, you don't know us. But you might meet us if there's ever an apocalypse.
You never know.
So be nice. Subscribe. Tell your friends. Check us out on iTunes. Our first 15 episodes are going to be free. After that, they might still be free. We don't know. But check us out on iTunes. And this is Z-Cast. I'm Steve.
I'm Andy.
And we'd like to thank y'all for listening. And we're done. And we're out. Bye.